HLE Radio, the morning show. As I told you, I had a special guest calling in this morning. James G. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Hunter. How are you?
Good, brother. So good to hear your voice. Glad you called in, man. And listen, we only got your music just a couple of days ago, or maybe a week ago. And I don't even know how you found out about us, brother, because I think we got it directly from you, from an email, which is fine. We take them that way. But how did you find out about HLE Radio?
You know what? I was actually scrolling through Facebook one day, and I'm trying to think. I saw somebody had posted a link to the HLE Radio. You know what? It was Peter McDougal.
Oh, yeah.
Posted something. And I saw that, and I clicked on it, and I was like, you know what? They play my kind of music. I had songs just sitting around that I really wasn't doing anything with, and I'd been asking God to give me direction with this stuff and to stumble on that. And it's funny because I know a lot of folks down in Louisiana.
Really?
And I do, and it kind of, I was like, let me check these guys out. I love Louisiana folks. Because ain't nothing better than the food down there.
Yeah, you got that right, brother.
And then you find some good Christian country music, and it just makes a perfect mix for me.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Now, I know you live in Nashville. I do know that much. Correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Now, were you doing music before you got into the Christian country deal? Were you always doing Christian country, or were you... It's like some of us always in the bar rooms playing. What was the deal?
I moved to Nashville to be a country star.
Okay.
Back in the late 90s, and I played those honky tonks and traveled doing festivals and stuff around the country and just singing my country music and loved the good old twangy stuff like Conway,
yeah,
and Haggard, and Jones,
oh yeah,
George Strait stuff. And I just, man, I played those bars in Nashville 3-4 nights a week sometimes for probably 6 or 7 years. And it nearly got the best of me.
Right.
And me and my wife had to come to an agreement that something had to go. And I said, well, I ain't losing you and them boys. So we had to, the Lord spoke to me and told me quit playing in them bars.
Yeah.
And I haven't booked another bar gig since.
Praise the Lord, man. That's refreshing to hear, brother, because I'm going to tell you why. I'm watching a lot more of what I call playing the fence. And,
right.
You know, I always say you can't serve two masters, and I hear every excuse under the sun why they need to do it. But to me, if you're having to explain why you're doing it, then you probably shouldn't be doing it to begin with. That's
right. Amen.
Because God don't need no help, brother. And
he does not, absolutely.
So have you put out stuff before this, man? You've recorded some albums before this when you were doing your country stuff, your mainstream stuff.
I have. I did a couple of independent albums on my own.
Uh-huh.
Of original stuff and even some cover stuff. Did some. I think I've got a Merle Haggard song. I cut one of. You know what? The first Christian song I cut a Marty Raven song that was on his mid-90s Christian solo thing after
uh-huh.
Shenandoah.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I've always loved Marty Raven. That guy could sing the phone book and make it sound great.
Yeah, he's got a unique voice, man.
He does. So, and I did. I put out a couple of things and sold a lot of CDs just at shows and stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
and then
yeah.
Kind of just backed out of it and kind of had to... I don't know, just seek God's purpose in everything and find out who I was.
Awesome.
And I knew that he had given me a gift and I needed to use it for him. And if I wasn't, it
beautiful.
Was going to do nothing for me.
Beautiful,
so that's
brother.
Kind of
beautiful.
What I'm trying to do.
So now we have two songs by you. Thank you. And I think it's God Sent His Son for that, which both are great
yes, sir.
Songs. Is that the only two Christian ones you have out right now? Are you working on more, or is there a CD coming?
I'm always working on more. I've got another one that it started out as a prayer called "Where Do You Want Me to Be?" That I finished, and I actually recorded it the same time I recorded "God Sent His Son" for that. Thank you. That song is about 5 years old.
I'm sure that has a lot of your testimony in it. You said though, correct?
It does. I wrote that song probably coming out of the darkest time of my life. My marriage was nearly over. I didn't know what I was doing, where I was going, but I knew God had purpose for me, and I was just praying one day, just thank you, God, for getting me out of that hell that I was living in.
I love that line, brother.
As soon as I said that phrase, I said, man, that's a good song idea.
Yeah. I was getting ready to tell you before you said it, that is my favorite line in that whole song. When thank you for bringing me out of the hell that I was in or been through. I'm still learning the song myself, man, but that is a great line, bro. I thought when I first heard it, that's what stuck out to me as well, you know.
Well, I appreciate that. I started singing that one day, and next thing you know, I've got a chorus and trying to figure out how to write the verses to this thing. And it's my personal favorite song that I've ever written. I wrote both of those songs by myself with no co-writers, and it was just kind of cool to just let God just download some stuff to me and let me write some stuff about Him.
Right, man. I would hope one day, man, that you could get down this way, brother. We would love to have you here in the studio with us live, maybe even unplugged if that's, you know, in the cards or whatever. But I know it's hard. But if you're ever through here, man, I want to make sure that you stop in and visit with us here.
I would love to. If I can make that happen, I will. I've kind of got new focus this year in 2016 to kind of spread some of my Jesus music around and see if there's a lot of people out there going through a lot of the same stuff that a lot of us have been through and don't realize that other people are going through it. They think they're alone in a lot of this stuff.
Right.
There's so many people that either have been or are still going through the same stuff. And if my songs can bless somebody and just let them know they're not alone, that's kind of my focus, and I just want to kind of spread some of that out there.
That's awesome, brother. That's awesome. This is a question you don't have to answer if you don't want to. How long have you been married?
I'll be married 20 years this May.
Okay, and the only reason I'm asking, brother, is because having a similar background like you have. Takes a strong woman to be able to stay with a man that does what we've done.
You're not kidding. The power of a praying wife.
Yes,
cannot be understated to me. My wife is, that woman. She stood by me through stuff that.
Yeah.
A normal woman would have been gone a long time ago. But
amen, brother.
She's the best wife, mother I could have ever prayed for.
I got one just like that, man. I am identifying with you. That's when I heard what your background was. That's why I brought that up, man, because you talking about, you know, bringing your kids to school and you know, either deciding, well, I'm going to have a wife or, you know, a career here. So I get that,
yeah.
Right? And you made the right choice again. So praise the Lord for that.
No doubt about it, and God gets the glory on all of that. So.
Hey, James, do you have a website that people can go to and check you out, check out your music and stuff?
You know what? If you will go to James G Music on Reverb Nation,
okay. Is
where I have most of my music. I'm actually in the process of trying to get a new website put together. I have my 12-year-old oldest son trying to work on that. He's kind of a computer junkie, and so I've kind of got him working on some of that for me, trying to get them involved in it too.
Yeah, the kids are so smart these days with that stuff, man.
They definitely are. But yeah, the Reverb Nation, James G Music, and there's some country stuff up there, and there's my Christian stuff up there. Mm-hmm. And check it out. I'd love for everybody to listen to it and see if they like it or not. And if they do, share it. Maybe it'll bless somebody.
Yeah, Man, I tell you what, brother, I am so glad that you found us, man, and got your music to us. And I think you tried sending that other song to me, but it didn't come through. So maybe you can send it again, man, and we can get it.
Okay.
The
I will. Yeah. I'll send it to you here in a little bit.
Cool. You know, I happen to have, before I let you go, man, I got God Sent His Son for that. And I figured maybe we could talk a little bit about that song, how that came about, you wrote that or whatever, let people in on that. Because that's one you wrote yourself as well, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You know what? I had this idea for a long time, and when I first wrote it, it was kind of written as a Western swing song, and I just wasn't real happy with it. And I was driving down the interstate one day, and I was like, maybe I ought to speak the verses like an old Tom T. Hall song or something. And I just started talking the verses, and I don't know, it just kind of flowed from there. It was really weird how some of these songs just, they hit you. And
right.
God, I don't know, He planted that thing in me that just, there's so many people out there struggling with so many things, and it doesn't matter what you've done in this world, that God paid the price for your sins. I mean, Jesus died on that cross for your sins.
Yes, He did.
And there's nothing that you can't be redeemed from. And if you'll give your life to Him, repent. And I mean, it's just, I don't know, the freedom that you have in Christ is amazing. And if you'll just give your life to Him, and God sent His Son for that. There's no doubt about it.
Man, what a great song. We're going to hear that. James, I want to thank you for taking time to call in this morning, brother. It was a real pleasure. You are welcome here anytime. You can call in anytime you want. And can I get you to do a liner maybe before we get off the air, brother?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I'll just say, hey, this is James G, and you're listening to Christian Country Radio on HLEradio.com.
Got it. This is James G, and you are listening to Country Christian Radio on HLEradio.com.
That's good enough, brother. Hey, do one more for me, man. You can say it's James G, and you're listening to my buddy Hunter Logan on the morning show.
Got it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is James G, and you are listening to Hunter Logan on HLEradio.com on the morning show.
Hey, you're doing good at this, man. Let's do a couple of more. Let's do one for David Ray in the afternoon, because he's going to play your music too.
Yes, sir.
Same thing. Just say David Ray this time.
And folks, afternoon show. You are listening to David Ray on HLEradio.com on the afternoon show.
Oh, beautiful, man. Let's do one more, and I'll let you go. Steve Robertson on the Christian Country Countdown.
Gotcha. Folks, y'all are listening to Steve Robertson on the Christian Country Countdown on HLEradio.com.
Dude, you know what? You've done these before. You have done these before, brother. Yeah, man. You've been around the block, brother. Listen, great pleasure talking to you, James. Love your music, man. Love your testimony. Brother, we're going to be praying for your ministry. Keep it going out there for the Lord, man.
Thank you, sir. Hunter, I appreciate you very much. And thank you for spreading the word of Jesus out there with this country music. I love it.
Yes, sir, brother. Be blessed.